America's behaviour is not much better. Again, the approach behind the product approved is reasonable in principle, but insufficiently tested. Convalescent plasma therapy transfuses blood plasma from those who have recovered from an infection, and which is therefore rich in antibodies against whatever had infected them, into patients with the illness to be treated. As Soumya Swaminathan, chief scientist of the World Health Organization, the WHO, observes, this tactic has been used to treat infectious diseases for over 100 years and is effective against some, but not others. Trials of it as a treatment of COVID-19 are therefore underway around the planet, but Dr. Swaminathan says the results so far are not conclusive, and the trials themselves have been small. As a result, the WHO considers it an experimental therapy. Not so, apparently, the FDA. Mr. Trump made his announcement with Dr. Hahn on the same platform. Two things have upset people about this. One is that the basis for the emergency approval was an observational study of ways of administering plasma, either less or more than 3 days after diagnosis, rather than a randomized controlled trial in which some patients were given a placebo instead of the treatment under test. The other is that, even granted this difference, the advantage seen in the study in question was too inconclusive to justify the approval given. Dr. Hahn described the benefits of treating early with convalescent plasma by saying that, if the data continue to pan out, of 100 people who are sick with COVID-19, 35 would have been saved because of the administration of plasma. Jonathan Reiner, a professor of medicine at the George Washington University Medical Center, tweeted that this was shockingly wrong and that the actual figure was 3.2. Dr. Hahn has since clarified that he confused the relative reduction in risk of mortality of 35% between the two arms of the study with an absolute risk reduction. That is a pretty fundamental mistake. Extrapolating from a single case is risky, but this one calls into question how long someone who recovers from infection retains immunity from reinfection. The answer is crucial to understanding how herd immunity to the virus develops in populations, and may also have implications for vaccine development. Doctors will now be looking hard for similar examples so that such understanding can be improved.